Are the 49ers attempting to lose the choir boy image that they entered the league with? Is Brandon Ayuk throwing subliminal messages to his future head coach? We're going to talk about all of that and more. Wayne, you ready?
Let's get it. On everybody, welcome to the BAM show. Your host Wayne Breezy, Mike Andrews. What's going on, bro? How you doing, man? Shout out to everybody out there. I like to hand clap things. I like to give ourselves a round of applause. You know,
I'm glad you said that. You're giving us a round of applause.
I sure never did. Oh yeah, you're 100% welcome.
Because these jokers got jokes. Like, look, at 4 o'clock exactly, he wrote this in there. Showed up early to see that they are late. Wayne, no, we started at 4 o'clock.
Nah, it's 4:02.
No, it was 4 o'clock and 30 seconds. It was not 4:01 yet.
It started at 4 o'clock and 30. Your clock must be off if it's 4:02.
It's 4:02, and we've been live for a minute 40.
Yeah, because you played the intro, which is half of the 30 seconds. It's like something.
We
30
were still seconds. Live.
Yeah, but we didn't
start. You're not taking a side on this, bro. Don't let them come between us, bro. Bro, don't do this. Wait, it's right. Me and you, bro.
I know, but I'm telling you, you're right.
It's us. We've been live since 4 o'clock.
Okay, all right. If you say so, we've been live since 4 o'clock, according to Mike's clock. But it's 4:03 now.
My old man be selling me out, bro.
I'm not selling you out. Just saying, if they say, they right. They right. They always right.
Okay, y'all, make sure y'all go and vote for my man Wayne. On the Gold Standard Network bracket, all right? He got to represent. They don't allow a lot of us on there, so... Oh, damn, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you said that. That was kind of...
I didn't mean for that to come out that way. But my man Wayne is in there. Wayne Breezy is against Levin Black. Hey, oh, that's black on black crime right there.
Yo, speaking of Levin Black, we got to have this conversation, right? Because I know you saw the pictures of the black dick, right? Wait a minute, is it too early?
No, I'm done.
You know, we're talking about the two NBA players. I don't know their first names. I know their last names are Black and
Dick. No, his last name is Dick. Yeah, for sure. Go ahead. So what's your question? You said you had a question about it. Now what? Put the spotlight right back on you. Matter of fact.
So, guys, welcome to the NBA show, the BAM show.
Yo, oh my God, Wayne, we had the wrong background up. We had the no harm, no foul background. We did it all wrong.
We sure enough did. So, shout out to my brother Taryn. For those that are watching on YouTube, because Dave, I'm sure they don't know what the hell we're talking about, because it'd be a crazy bot. So, Grady Dick and Anthony Black. Okay. So they did the jersey swap, right?
But and they stood where they stood on purpose. You saw them swap to make sure that.
Yeah. And then they were checking to make sure. And then they didn't. Did you peep that they wouldn't hold the jersey up because they knew that they was wrong? Like they knew they were doing something foul?
Yep.
Okay. I thought it was just me. I just wanted to put that out there.
Purpose. They trying to be funny.
Are we going to see more of this happen in other sports is what I'm asking.
I think that because of catching, so let's focus on the NFL, right? You've seen like blank Hurts sitting next to Jalen, things like that. So I like that. You know, if the, imagine Deron Payne sitting next to Jalen Hurts. So it would be like Payne Hurts. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff
right,
like that.
Right. That's kind of dope, though.
Yeah. So I think because they've been catching that on the sidelines of the NFL for years, now people are going to go out of their way to do it with the jersey swaps. And I bet you jersey sales go up. I bet you jersey sales go up.
There's nobody in the world that's gonna buy a Grady Dick and what's the black kid name? Anthony Black.
Black.
They're not buying those jerseys. I don't even know who those players are.
So, all right. I'm not saying they're gonna be, you know, top sales in the league, bro. But I'm saying it's gonna increase sales. It's gonna have somebody do a custom one.
With the I was about to say the NBA. Maybe the NBA would fuse the jerseys together, and then you could get a black Dick jersey. You know what I'm saying? I'm just yo, I forgot about it. Ladies and gentlemen, man, this show is brought to you by whoever YouTube is going to allow to sponsor this show, because I can tell you right now, you got to watch this live. It's going to be demonetized. Like I already know. I'm sorry. I don't even know how
it's got to be sponsored by Blue Chews. Can we get a Blue Chew sponsorship?
Blue Chews, hit us up. We would love for you to be our sponsor. So, Mike, look, let's talk about this Brandon Ayuk stuff, right?
I want to go home. Okay. All right. We doing a screen share? When we share the screen?
I think people, like, for those that are first time watching, hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe to both channels. Trust me, man. Listen, this show is unscripted. So you get what you get. And sometimes it's just off. And I don't even know how we got to that. How the hell we even get there? Black, you said something about black, didn't you? Levin Black, my man Levin Black. That's how we got here. All right. So Brandon Ayuk tweeted out today, "Hey, Coach Tomlin." He added him in this too because he wanted Tomlin to see it. That lets us know Tomlin be on Twitter. He says, "They saying we twins. What you think?" Now, if Brandon Ayuk had his social game on point, he would have had his graphic designer put the two pictures together. I know somebody did it a little bit later, you know, but that would have been kind of cool. But if you do look at a couple of pictures side by side when they make kind of like that same face, they kind of do resemble one another. Like Brandon Ayuk look like an older Mike Tomlin.
Wait, how come it's not letting me? I clicked on somebody else's tweet. I wanted to click on Brandon Ayuk's actual tweet. You
being fast, just type in the two error.
All right, here, hold on. I got us.
So, Mike, He's right there.
All right. And then we got to go to replies because he put the at first.
Baby.
And then we got to click it. And then here is the side by side. Wait, that's the screen edit. Come on, man.
Boom. There we go.
There it is.
Don't Ayuk look like an older version of Mike Tomlin?
Yes. Yes, he does. But here's what's more concerning about this. Now, y'all know I gave Debo all kinds of hell for liking that jersey swap of him and the Cowboys stuff during his contract negotiation. Mm-hmm. And Brandon Ayuk ain't low. And I have it from a very good source that the Steelers have already contacted the 49ers inquiring what it would cost to get Brandon Ayuk from them.
Yeah, I mean, we have our sources, and you know, well, look, first, let's. I'm not going to shout out because I don't remember who it was, but there was a earlier person that tweeted this out, and people gave him the shit, the nah, you ain't right, nah, because the one thing that people forget is everybody got a source, and so like when we checked our sources, Mike, when you checked your source.
Come on. Don't discredit yourself.
It was confirmed by a much higher power source than the source that put the information out. I just want to put this out.
Way more connected than
higher power in the discussion, right?
Yeah.
So I want people to understand that this is real. So whether it happens or not, that's a different thing. But the conversations are happening, right? And, you know, I just finished the show with Sterling. The conversations are happening. And so people got to start to accept that the San Francisco 49ers have great players and teams want those players. And the Niners are listening to the offer. Now, the issue is, you know, are the Niners asking for a king's ransom? And that's where it gets, that's to me,
You know what I'm saying? That's where it kind of gets a little trickery, because if I'm the San Francisco 49ers, I don't want to move on from a caliber player like Brandon Ayuk, but if the offer is right, I would be stupid to not move on from Brandon Ayuk. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, the offer got to be right, not to me, not to you, Mike, but to them. And that offer is probably pretty high. And then there was the rumors of the Jacksonville. So I expect that we're going to get a few more team rumors come draft time and things like that because of the contract negotiation situation. And then the 49ers, listen, man, it would be wise if the 49ers plan on keeping Brandon. Uh-oh, phone call, guys.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi. This is the GM of the Steelers. Is this John Lynch?
This is Lynch. What's going on, GM of the Steelers?
I can't remember what his name is.
Me neither.
But it's me. Just believe me, it's me.
Okay.
Listen, man, you know, we lost some pieces, and we're looking to recoup. We got some new weapons over here. We want to surround Russ with some good guys. And listen, I respect your franchise. I know you guys are in a tough spot trying to make some cap space and all that, and you just paid Debo. Let me take Brandon Ayuk off your hands, man. I'm going to offer you our first round pick. It's number 20.
Mm-hmm.
I will also offer you from this year, the same draft, pick number 117. That's a fourth round pick and a future second.
That's a really good offer. That's a really good offer. You know, I would be inclined to take it, but, you know, I would like to, you know, to think that Ayuk's worth a little bit more. And so, you know, maybe if you're willing to do your first this year and a third this year, and possibly a third next year. Maybe we can make a deal.
All right. So we have a couple of thirds here. How about this? I will accept that. Instead of 117, we'll give you guys 98. That's our comp pick from Philly. But we really need to hold on to 84. We have some plans, and we may have to move back up once we come up off of this first round pick. Plus, I don't want you to forget that, you know, while he is playing under the fifth year tag, we want to try to find a contract. He's going to take a big chunk of our money here. So how about we do 20, 98, and then a future third? We got a deal?
I think that sounds like a good deal. Let's make the deal.
Okay. All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
This is how the stuff happens, Joe. Like, you're looking at value. Now you're drafting 20, or is it 20 or 21? Now you're drafting 20.
20.
And yeah, you're drafting 31.
And you, right? Got 31.
And you got 31. So now the Niners, they may be moving on from a wide receiver that's super, like, you know, top tier caliper. But they're all, so let me just talk about what they're getting in this particular deal, because I know people aren't going to like it, right? The Niners will be getting two first round picks in 2024, and then an extra third round pick, which the Niners will probably find a way to flip in some midseason. They probably trade it in midseason anyway and get another caliber player on the team. Like, this is what the Niners do. You get what I'm saying? And so at the end of the day, the Niners are gaining that. And what they're losing is Brandon Ayuk. But what they're also not having to worry about is a big cap number on an extension that I think is going to be a little shy of $60 million guaranteed, Mike. And so, like, $60 million guaranteed, that is, I guarantee you, that's got to be the number his agent is coming in at. Look, listen, I don't care about these numbers, but he needs $60 million guaranteed. So you find a way to give him $60 million guaranteed. That's the dude. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Tyreek Hill's guaranteed number is. And I don't really care, because I know he's not Tyreek Hill caliber, but he puts up Tyreek Hill's kind of stats. Like, right, they're different players, right? So at the end of the day, that number, that guaranteed number has to be high. And guess how much more guaranteed that is than Debo? 1.something million, right? Because Debo's 58.something, 3 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Man, listen, like,
I think he's going for that price too. And then his agent's going to accept that too. His agent will accept that kind of offer.
Absolutely.
Don't mess around and make it just a 3-year deal.
Oh, that's 20, what I think, that's
20 million a year average. Come on, bro. Come on now.
Like, these are the conversations that have to be happening, that are actually happening. I'm sorry. They're happening. There's a possibility Brandon Ayuk is not here. But I have
y'all, to and y'all better get ready for it. Y'all better get ready.
But I have to believe that the Niners figure it out. I have to believe it. I have to. I want to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to believe that they learn from their mistakes. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And but, you know, but let's start getting something for these good players that we're letting go of.
Correct. Correct.
And not the year of the contract negotiation. See, the Niners did it. If they trade him now, it's smart because you got him for this year.
Yes, sir.
And you got him for the tag next year if you want. So if y'all are stuck with the negotiations.
But it ain't on the Niners. It would be on them. Yes. And now the Niners walk away from a contract battle. They can draft another wide receiver that they hope will progress. And Mike, let me ask you this question. Who did you know who Brandon Ayuk was when we drafted him?
I had heard his name once or twice because I did.
Did you know hear me out?
No. Oh no, not at all. I was going to say I knew absolutely nothing about him.
That's the only thing
I
that matters.
Nothing about him. Oh so yeah. I heard his name. I watched a mock draft that someone did, and they said Brandon Ayuk. I was like, who the hell is this? Like, whatever. Like, I didn't even care. Like, okay, long arm. So what? That's it. I had never seen him. Anything. So there's plenty of good players out there. But the cool thing is, and this is what everyone's forgetting, because of that fifth year option, that money,
it comes off the cap.
Back to the salary cap, bro.
Yeah, it comes right off. So you get the 14.1 back, and now you're looking at almost 30 plus million, and then you get 18.1 million on June 2nd. Now you're looking at almost 50 million.
And you keep the most important receiver to the success of this offense. While Brandon Ayuk is a better overall wide receiver, I'm sorry. This offense lives and dies with two people, two and a half. I'll let y'all figure out which one is the half, but Brock Purdy, McCaffrey, and Debo. You got those three out there?
As far as the importance to the offense.
The offense can operate the way it's supposed to with those three players. I'm sorry. As much as I love Brandon Ayuk, he's not one of the three.
Yeah. And so, look, man, this is some of the stuff, like we said, can possibly go down. We just playing scenarios. I know I don't want Brandon Ayuk off this roster, but
neither do I.
I don't pay the bills. I don't pay the bills. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. You know what
Jax
I'm saying?
Jax has our first super chat of the day. She says, Mike, y'all was late, boo. She said, let's go, fellas. I want y'all to go.
Well, to Mike's defense, we weren't late. We just weren't on time.
I don't know what you're saying. All right, so
lately we've been late. Lately we've been starting
like 4:04.
Yeah.
Today it was 4 o'clock. Just at the end of the 4 o'clock hour, it was like 4:00.
It was going to 4:01 instead of being 4.
See, look, right now, boom, we hit 18 minutes and it's 4:19. They got to give us some credit, right? It's cool. I love y'all anyway.
It just wasn't the typical standard bam late.
Yeah. And by the way, no disrespect.
Make sure our sound was right. So
Steelers GM, his name is Omar Khan. And the reason we didn't know his name is because he's only been this GM for two years,
right? Yep.
So that's why. So we, you know, I'm sitting here like, how come I can't figure out who this is?
I'm gonna be honest, Mike. I wouldn't want to trade him to the Steelers because I wanted to entertain more that 17 pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm okay if I don't get a player back for him as long as I'm getting draft capital that I know I can either flip or turn into something, you know, or draft a player. So I'm okay with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that Jacksonville pick at 17. I mean, I wish we could go high. I wish we could pick top 15 this year. So now we're looking at the Colts.
No, so, I feel like the higher the Niners trade, the worse we do, bro. Like, I like that sweet spot between 13 and 17 where they got the Kinlaw and Ayuk thing going
I said I wanted to go to 15. That's why I said I want to go 15. Like, that's the only two spots higher than 17. I think the Colts are at 15. Right now, people have the Colts mocking the draft Brock Bowers. Why would they draft a freaking tight end that early, like at 15? So, like, potentially they move back if the Niners are able to move up. And now you're looking at getting now you could get the tackle. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, now now you could get
how you would play for one of those top five tackles.
It was top fives. And I think people keep saying, oh, I love Mims, and I do too. oh, I love Guy. Me too. Nobody, I'm rooting for these are dudes I want there. I don't think that they come out year one, beat out Colton McKivitz. I don't.
But it's only so far you can reach from 31.
Okay.
But that, draft capital from Ayuk.
I do. That's what, there it is. And it's so
a little bit. Come on.
But that's what I'm saying. If they find a way to move higher up in the draft, let's say they trade with the Colts. The Colts need a number one wide receiver. Listen, I love Michael Pittman Jr., and I know they just paid him. But can you imagine having him and Brandon Ayuk on that roster? They would win the AFC South, right? I think that's the division that they're in. I keep forgetting the Colts because they've sucked since Andrew Luck left. But, like, they would win it. They would – because they're – who are the Colts competing with? Hear me out, though. Well,
hold on now.
Who are the Colts – just talk – not the AFC South. Like, who are the Colts competing with?
That's my favorite division to watch.
The Jaguars, Titans, and the Texans, right?
Yeah, that's my favorite division to watch.
The Texans are the young guns, right? Mm-hmm. They stacked both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
The Jags are trying to beef up. They got some guys, but they lost Calvin Ridley. So now they got to go back.
They also lost confidence in Trevor Lawrence.
I think since they traded for whatever his name is, Mac Jones. I'm just saying. But hear me out. All I'm saying is, if I'm the Colts got a young quarterback that still coming off of this injury, and they have another quarterback that's young, they could find a way to get some sure guys that could go out there. Brandon can catch the ball from anybody. Don't matter who the quarterback is. He remind me of Hopkins. I don't care who the quarterback is. Just throw me the daggone ball.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be where I'm supposed to be. Make sure the ball gets here, and I'm going to do what I do when I get the ball in my hands. Let's go.
If the Colts were willing to move on from pick 15, and we were able to trade Brandon Ayuk for pick 15 and get some and get that capital, now we're drafting.
Would you do it straight up? 15, just straight up, nothing else.
It's got to be something else contingent there still. Maybe a fourth round pick, 15 and a fourth. Now I'm willing to take a fourth because I moved higher up.
Yeah, and five spots make a difference, bro.
See what I'm saying? And now you're in play of getting one of the top five tackles. And now everybody want to, we're going to switch the topic, but everybody want to replace, everybody want to upgrade the offensive line. Everybody want to do this. It's going to cost. And we ain't we don't have the, we're not drafting 1 through 15. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you could get value at a guy a little bit later in the draft, but he's not coming. I don't think they coming in beating out Colton McKivitz. This is why they even extended Colton McKivitz, not to assure him that he's going to have a job. It's just that, hey, man, we're going to draft a guy, but you the guy for right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, guys, we don't think that Brandon Ayuk doesn't want to be a Niner.
That's not what we're saying.
People in his circle are saying that he is well aware that he doesn't control his own fate.
Right.
So that's what his team is letting him know, and he's completely accepted that. I would love to play here, but if I end up getting traded, then I get traded. So he's well aware of the reality of the situation. So let's be very clear. This is not a shot at Ayuk. It's not a shot at the Steelers. We're not trying to hate on anybody, but nobody else.
How are we taking shots at stuff he tweeting?
Yeah, exactly.
Make that make sense.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, let's do our thing. There was one more. I do want to read it. We left it up on the screen for a while. She said, Wayne, same thing. Ching, ching.
To her.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're late. We have.
We just didn't start on time.
You want to go right to the bad boy thing? Do we care about this Prague and salary cap?
It's the funny thing.
It costs us a fifth round pick.
I feel like it costs us a fifth round pick. And we drop back four spots in the fourth round. Mm-hmm. Them spots matter.
131 and 135 don't matter, bro.
Nah, bro. Like
it don't matter, bro.
Okay. All right.
Wayne, 131 to 135.
You're talking about far as numerical value. There could be a team that you were picking ahead of. Now that you're going to be drafting behind, that's going to steal the player you had on your board. It do matter to me.
All right, you love the draft, and I get that. My point, though, is if you were sitting at 131 and there was somebody you want and you at 135, you could still get them. It might cost you some extra math. It might cost you some extra capital, but nothing that's going to make or break your draft success is what I'm saying. Like, now you got to spend 135 plus pick of the draft.
Numbers matter, bro. I'm sorry. I get what you're saying.
You can get, check this out. You can get to 131 from 135 and still have the same exact amount of draft picks. So we'll give you our last seventh round pick. Y'all give us your first seventh round pick. And it's just a swap. And that's it. It's not going to cost
you. That's not how it works, Mike.
Yes, that's exactly how it works.
So you're saying I can give you, I could swap you a seventh for a fourth? What?
No, you're not. Okay, you missed what I said. Okay, so you have 131 now. And that's what I want to get back to. I got 135. Mm-hmm. I say to you, hey, I'm going to give you 135 and 262. What's our last one this year?
251.
I'll give you 251. You give me 131 and 269. Like, you get what I'm saying?
But that's
so now later in the seventh round.
Yeah, but still.
That's all it's going to take.
I guess it matters to me, so. It is what it is.
I wish I had that chart. I don't know where people get the chart from to show you.
That chart only matters for trades in first round, honestly. After that, I think it's all bull crap.
Right. That's why I'm not super worried about it. But that kind of got me thinking, got us to thinking, the Niners fudging numbers? Are we back on that Eddie DeBartolo type shit? Like, are the Niners all of a sudden trying to be like, hey, man, we're going to tell them what we want to tell them. We're going to do things how we want to do. You know, they looked into Bill Belichick, and you and I, we had a whole show talking about get the bill, fit the bill, bring in Bill, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And here's one of the things that I love the most about Bill Belichick, and nobody ever questioned him. If you were a talented player that was in trouble and was basically hands-off for everybody else in the NFL, you know the one team, the two teams that you weren't hands-off for? It was only two teams that could bring in any player. It could be domestic Patriots. Violence. The Patriots was one of them, and the Cowboys was the other.
Cowboys, yeah.
Them two teams did not care about your past at all. And so I kind of saw that from the Niners this past season with a certain player. Do y'all remember the talk around Randy Gregory? Do y'all remember what his problem was?
What was his problem, Mike?
Wasn't it weed? Wasn't he one of the guys that couldn't stop smoking? Wasn't that Randy Gregory? I promise you, Randy Gregory has been suspended like three times for speed. I mean, for weed. Hold on.
It might have been him. I know he had some issues.
Here we go. I got it. Randy Gregory has been suspended several times by the NFL, including a 14-game violation in 2016 for the league substance abuse policy and the entire 2017 and 19 season for multiple violations. That was Randy Gregory. And so when the Niners brought him in, I said, oh, snap. Are we trying to finally do away with this good guy, choir boy image? Wayne, are we leaning into that a little bit? Talk to me, man. Is that a metal straw you're drinking out of?
It is, man. It's one of those, what do they call that stuff?
You don't have fillings in your mouth?
Yeah, but that don't affect it. So, you know, I think the Niners need to get a little bad boy image, like a little grit. Now I'm saying from the front office to the type of players that they have. You listen, you can't have all flashy. So you need some grit. I think it's to an extent, but I do want to commend Randy Gregory for his maturity. And I don't know what type, whatever the culture is in San Francisco, if they can fix Randy Gregory and keep him from messing up on a track record where he continued to mess up on, if they were able to kind of keep that under, you know, kind of control and he was able to keep that under control, what does that say about this organization and about the community here? It says a lot. And so, like, I know we don't be wanting to take on players and, oh, we don't want this guy here because they this, whatever. Yo, the Niners, there's some players the Niners were able to figure out, but I think they had to build, you know, the right culture. You know what I'm saying? When they drafted Reuben Foster, I don't know. I don't think they knew what they were really getting themselves into, but that didn't work. And they had Richard Sherman here. They had the pillar. But we were just trying to set up the right culture. I think the culture is set here to where players can come in. Now, I don't think that the Niners need to go after all these, you know, type of players. But if they fit the scheme and they could be productive, I'm all for it.
And I'm tired. Like, I just, you know, get up in the ref face. You know what I'm saying? This ain't the NBA. You can't get no technical foul. You know what I mean? Like, let's get some grit. Let's get a little bad boy image going on here.
Exactly. Exactly.
But it's starting in the front office. So we could talk about this little error all y'all want. It could be a little clerical error all y'all want. Like, yo, why are they watching the Niners? Like, why? Like, the eyes are on us. All eyes on us. That should be the title of an episode.
Let's get it.
Trying to prevent this organization from being great. So they watched under a microscope, bro.
Come on. You get me hyped. Don't. All right. We got to wrap up. See, I know what you tried to do. You got to leave them wanting more. Man, that was great. Listen, man, I'm telling you all right now. There is a new day coming for the San Francisco 49ers team. Wayne's been talking about getting bullies on the offensive line. We talked about getting Belichick, some of that IDGAF attitude in here. Prague fudging the books. And even John Lynch last offseason said, I do realize you can't win games with all choir boys.
Yeah, we go. There we go.
Come on now.
Do we have enough time to go through the roster and just put choir boy next to their name real quick?
You want
to
do it right now? Well, I'll run down the whole thing. Run down the whole thing. Oh, real quick, while I pull up the roster. Okay, choir boy or bad boy? While I pull up the roster, you talk about the addition. I don't think we did it on the show of Joshua Dibbs. Dobbs. Can I tell you a joke? This is between me and you and nobody else. I'm just going to say this real quick. For the last 3 years, I have said that Joshua Dobbs looks like the black version of Powder. You remember the movie Powder? You don't remember the movie Powder? My man, he going to leave me hang all. But I said just between us, he going to put the whole screen on me. And now it ain't no us. This is just me. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to lean this way to represent the Wayne Breezy side. Joshua Dobbs looks like the black version of Powder. He don't have no eyebrows just like in Powder. He looked like he could glow. He better hope ain't no electricity strikes nowhere near the stadium. I saw how the movie ended. I don't know if y'all saw that, but that's who Joshua Dobbs. Can he? I'm gonna do this until Wayne comes back in here. He the one.
You can't say that, bro.
I'm not allowed to say that. He looks like that. Okay. All right. I'm my bad.
Hey, all right. You gonna get Will Smith up here. Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
All right, you ready to do this, man? I got the whole roster pulled up here. It's in alphabetical order, though, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Brandon Ayuk.
Bad boy.
Choir boy. All right, Brandon Allen.
Choir boy.
Choir boy. Eric, okay, this ain't updated. But it's got some new people on here, but Eric Marm says, all right, we'll skip him. Aaron Banks.
Choir boy.
Choir boy. Alex Barrett.
Choir boy.
He not even in the church. Choir boy. Robert Beal Jr.
I think he's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy. Yes. Oh, I can't believe you went there with him. All right. Ronnie Bell.
Bad boy.
Bad boy. Bad boy. Nick Bosa.
Choir boy.
Choir boy. Yes. Yes. Oh, snap. We're going to get hated on so much. Jake Brindle.
Choir boy.
Ernest Brown.
If I don't know him, choir boy.
All right, Jair Brown.
Oh, he a bad boy.
Let's go, Trenton. Stand up, baby. I'm sorry. Yeah, bad boy, baby. Austin Bryant.
He's a bad boy too, bro. They gotta give him some more reps. I like that kid.
Austin Bryant.
Defensive end.
What's happening, man? Yeah. From Clemson. I got you. Spencer Burford. Choir boy. Hey, you know what's weird? I feel like Burford want to be a bad boy.
I think Burford a bad boy, but he. It's tough. It's tough to judge him yet, but I feel like he a bad boy. Okay. I get it. I get the choir boy reference.
That's what I'm saying. I think he wants to be the transition Lynch is talking about. Like, he want to make that crossover.
He's not trying to mess up his opportunity neither, though.
Right.
He ain't soft. I'll leave it at that.
That's that on that. Devondre Campbell.
Oh, he a bad boy. Oh yeah.
Boy. Oh yeah. Oh, that's a grown man bad boy right there. That's, like, that's an OG in the
dog. Yeah.
Malik Collins, don't play with him. Don't play with him.
I think he a bad boy, dog. All them dudes up front, they bad boys. Elliot too.
I got a name. We ain't the Elliot yet. Hold on. Chris Conley.
Oh, he a dog.
That's a dog, but he's a bad boy.
Yeah, he a bad boy. He a bad boy.
It's a bad boy. All right. Jordan Elliott. There you go.
He's a bad boy.
You gonna give it to him?
I'm giving it to him. He's a bad boy.
I swear if you answer this one wrong, I'm leaving.
Okay.
John Feliciano.
That's a bad boy.
That's the bad boy right there, ain't he?
He's one of the worst bad boys, too. But that's what the offensive line need. Yo, my issue with the offensive line is that they're too soft, okay? Because I might even put Trent in the choir boy category, too, when you get to that name. Like, but I think the difference, that offensive line needs a makeshift of personality, and they need to get more bad boy mentality.
Yes, I completely agree. Sorry, my job was calling or something. Demetrius Flanagan Fouls. He's on the fringe. I can't figure it out.
He plays hard, but I can't categorize him in one. So he might be on the fringe, Jay, like you said. But he's closer
Leonard
to
Floyd. He's definitely closer to the bad boy side.
Leonard Floyd became a bad boy when he said why he chose the 49ers is because they don't motherfucking play around. Like, that was it. That's all I needed to hear.
That's it. All about that business.
That's it.
Business in action. That's about it.
Their business. Yeah, they don't play around. That's it.
Kevin Givens. Choir boy. Don't waste time. Come on.
Yeah. That's not waste time.
Yeah. Jalen Graham.
He's choir boy for now.
That's choir boy. Yeah. Dre Greenlaw. We ain't even got to talk. That's bad boy all day.
That's
baby.
A different type of bad boy.
That man putting this in people's face.
Yo, he the poster child of the bad boys. They should do a bad boys poster. That's Mike Lowry. Like,
yes, like on the field, like in front of the whole world.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. YGM, baby. Yatur Gross Matos.
I think he's a choir boy.
You think so? Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to keep my eye on him. I don't know enough about him. I'm going to ride with that, though. I'm going to ride with that. Sebastian Gutierrez.
Mm-hmm.
That's a choir boy. That's a choir boy. Mm-hmm. Choir boy.
Just go to the Kimon names Hall. That we know. No.
Okay. All right. Javon Hargrave. I dare you to lie.
That's a choir boy.
You better not lie. Okay. Okay.
Yo, you almost made me choke on my smoothie. Yo, that's a choir boy, dog. That's a choir boy.
Yep. All right. Kyle Juszczyk.
Choir boy.
George Kittle.
That's a dog. That's a bad boy. I don't give a what you say.
Bad boy right
there.
That's a bad boy right there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Diamador Lenore.
Here's why George Kittle became a bad boy. I'm sorry. He took a hit. I can't remember. It was this season. He got up. And it hurt. It looked like it hurt. And he got up on the next play and still ran the play. That's a bad boy, dog. That's a bad boy.
Yeah. I like it. I ain't mad at it. Demo, the Amador Lenore, the hyena.
Bad boy.
That's a bad boy, true and true, baby.
Bad boy.
All right. Let me skip some of these. I'll give you this one. If you tell me this ain't enough, then we're going to keep going. I ain't even going to waste time on that one or that one. All right. Jordan Mason.
That's a bad boy. I just wish they'd give him a rock. That's a bad boy.
Hey. That's a caged bad boy. Y'all better be careful. Y'all better not play with this man too much longer, bro. Y'all keep playing with him, and he gonna go crazy. Like, the Niners gonna do something like just let him go because they realize he's not gonna get no burn. He gonna sign somewhere and go crazy for like 1,500 yards. I'm telling you, he's a caged bad boy. I'm telling you. All right, Christian McCaffrey.
That's a bad boy. That's a bad boy. Ain't nothing about him singing choir in the choir. That's a bad boy.
Mm-hmm. T.Y. Mm-hmm. McGill.
Really? He on the fence.
Okay. I respect that. Okay. Colton McKivitz.
See, I got him as a bad boy. I know people think he's soft, but I think he the second strongest
minded offensive lineman we get, well, the third. I think it's Trent. I think it's John Trent McKivitz. That dude a soldier, bro. He ain't great. He just a soldier. We talk about bad boy.
I'm talking about attitude. I'm talking about attitude. Yeah, I'm talking about what I see on the field. I think
he's got that attitude, bro.
I don't know if he got it. I haven't seen it.
All right, that's cool.
And I could be wrong. I want to see somebody who give a shit after the whistle blow. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a guy that's going to go out there and do his job down in and down out and not going to care about what just happened to play before. I love that mentality as far as being a football player, mm-hmm. right? But I want to me, the bad boys are the guys who get, oh, you got me right there. I'm coming back for you. Hey, coach, put me in a position to hit him on the next play, please. I don't see Colton wired that way.
Yo, I'm going to start some of these comments so we can get to them before we got 5 minutes to get this done.
Okay, here we go. Elijah Mitchell. That's a choir boy. Come on, stop playing with me.
He a bad boy.
I'm not going. All right, fine. I ain't going to argue with you. I'm not going to count the kicker, but I think our kicker got some swag. That's all I'm going to say. Jalen Moore.
Choir boy.
Ooh, I think Moore got some of that in him, and that's why the Niners don't want to let him on the field, but it's cool. George Odom.
Choir boy.
Yep. Yeah. Stop being scared. Tabor Pepper.
He a bad boy.
He might be a bad boy.
I feel like he the one stirring up the stuff and he don't back out. Like
he don't back out. And after the game, he gonna continue to talk on Twitter. Like, what's up?
Bad boy. Bad boy. Playing Pokemon cards. That's a bad boy. Yeah. Yep.
He one of those dudes. He's one of those. He got the blicky in the backpack, but he can't. He came to play Shoots and Ladders, but he got the blicky in the backpack. Like, that's Tabor Pepper.
You ain't gonna shoot the ladder?
Yeah. Brock Purdy. Come on. We ain't got to waste time with that. It's cool. Quiet boy. Curtis Robinson.
I don't know. I think Brock Purdy, what makes him a choir boy to you then? Because he just does what he's told? Because I've seen him go against the grain several times, and I loved
it. Brock Purdy is literally a choir boy. And I'm not saying this to be funny. Like, Brock Purdy sang in the choir at his church. He is literally a choir boy.
All these dudes did. But, like, at the end of the day, like, on the football field, that motherfucker leading them cats. Like, Hold on, Mike. If you could tell Trent Williams to shut the beep up, you a bad boy, dog.
Okay. Listen, I see the chat going crazy. I take it back.
But see, I gave my reasoning. They got to have a reasoning. I gave my reasoning. He told Trent Williams.
And George Kittle. He checked both of them. And by the way, people that you probably got tagged as bad boys, right?
You checking bad boys? Then you a bad boy. Okay, I just want to make sure you understand my clarification.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I like it. All right, here we go. Debo.
You got him as a choir boy, but that's a bad boy, though. I don't care what you say, though.
Why are you trying to speak for me? What you do? What's up? What's up, Wayne? Like, what's up? What's the problem, bro?
Because I know you. You know what I mean? Not me? Not me?
Ambry Thomas.
Huh? Who?
Ambry Thomas. Oh, are you doing your boy like that?
Hey, come on, man. He a choir boy, dog. I ain't even gonna have this conversation.
Faithful, y'all got Ambry Thomas twisted if y'all think he a choir boy. Just give him the chance. That's all I'm gonna say. Give him the chance.
But from what he's done, he a choir boy.
Okay.
But I agree with
all
you. That
keep that same energy. You ready?
No. What you said was, I agree with. He has to be given the opportunity to play like the way he played all his life. The way he's playing with the Niners, what they're asking him to do is something.
They doing shit wrong with my man. They messing with him, yo. Messing with these players, Niners, man. Get these players.
Yeah, that's another conversation. That's another conversation. Stop. Another show where we could do. We using them wrong.
Yes. And we heading into the draft, and this is exactly what we need to talk about. We need to talk about why we looking and targeting certain people if we know they're going to misuse them. Don't misuse these dudes. Get them and use them how you see them and groom what you see. All right, but it's cool. Trevarius Ward.
Why you draft Spencer Burford that played tackle and you kick him in the guard. Ain't like he has short arm length.
And then you do more damage to his physical and mental well-being by rotating him. You won't even let him just stay there. All right, you out for this drive. You out for that drive.
All right, we got to have another show, bro. We got to do this again. We using him wrong. Who said that? And did Jay-Z say that in the line? You made it a hot song.
Made it a hot song. Yeah. No. Wait. Yes, Jay-Z did say it. And then
he was talking to Nas. Was he talking to Nas in that?
Yeah, he was talking.
We're gonna do a show called. What was the name of that song?
Hotline. I'm a hustle. No.
Nah, that was that take the takeover, right?
Takeover. Yes. Doom. 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 Yeah. That was the takeover.
ROC.
All right.
One in this rap.
No. Mooney Ward.
He a dog.
Is he a bad boy or is he a choir boy? He's a choir boy. Stop playing with me, man.
Nah, he a bad boy. He a bad boy. Mooney a bad boy.
Get the... Different types. I don't even want to play no more.
There's different types of bad boys, but he a bad boy, and he proved it this year.
You got Wayne's vote as a bad boy. You don't have Mike's vote.
That's fine.
I see quiet. His first name start with CH. He ready to be the choir boy. It's already like he started typing that shit out already. Fred Warner.
He hit you up on Twitter, dude. This is gonna be funny. I'm gonna have my popcorn. I'm gonna have everything ready. This is gonna be fun.
I will gladly have this. This is why I don't make the bracket talks right there. That's that right there. That's why I don't make the bracket talk. It's cool. Fred Warner.
Come on, man. That's the bad boy. That's a bad boy.
Yeah. That's a bad boy. And here's the crazy part about Fred Warner. When a jersey's on, he's in between those solid white lines. That's a bad boy.
That's a dangerous boy. Like,
And when you get him off, he's everybody's best friend. I love they got that switch. All right, here we go. Trent Williams.
You know who was like that, that played linebacker in the NFL? And I'm not comparing them the two, but just as far as that.
Patrick Willis.
Willis was nice, but he wasn't like everybody's best friend. Willis still looked scary. Like he was scared. Like he looked scary. Like you know what I'm saying?
Patrick
like
Willis off the field didn't look scared. He smiled. How many black dudes smiled back in the day? Like he
I wasn't was gonna say Willis, dude. But that's cool. That's that works.
Who you got? I want to know who you
I was gonna say
with.
Luke Kuechly. Like on the field, Kuechly was a monster. Off the field, nerd. Like straight up.
Nerd. I respect that though. I see where you're going. All right. So we both got him as a bad boy. Trent Williams.
That's a bad boy.
That's a bad boy. We don't gotta waste time with that. Brady. D Winters. Nah, I don't give me no rookies. I'm not gonna do that. Mitch Wisnowski.
I don't care what nobody say. Mitch is a bad boy. And if they get him to let him to get back into tackling, man, listen.
He's so much a bad boy that they had to say, hey, don't do that shit again.
Yo, they told him, they not only did they tell him not to do it again, they made him lose weight.
Yes. Yeah. Just in case you think about doing it again, we're going to make sure that you feel the brunt of what you're about to deliver to somebody else.
Who does that?
Come on, bro. To a kicker. Like, to a punt. Like, what are they doing, bro? Come on, man. That's a bad boy. Like, they are protecting him from himself. You know when your mom come over and say,
yes, sir.
Give it here. Yep. Give it here. You ain't going to argue with mama, right?
Nah. That's what they did to him. And they kept him around more.
Yeah. And they gave him the extension after he obliged. Right. Samuel Womack.
He a bad boy to me. I think he might be. There's two different types of bad boys. There's several types of bad boys, but he one of them bad boys like, yeah, you gotta sit in time out for a little while. I feel like that's the bad boy category he in. But he a bad boy. I think he dope. Like
I got him and Ambry Thomas in the same boat. So I feel like we're saying the same thing about these players. But you said you need to see it more from Ambry. So I get it.
Right. I think they got different mentalities. But when I think about Womack, I get bad boy mentality. Like, I'm going to go out here and, you know, rough this guy up.
Oh, shoot. I forgot I got ballet today. What time is it?
Oh, we got to go. God. No, one more player?
We got one more. Yiddum. Oh. Isaac Yiddum. We just got him.
Oh, he a dog. He a bad boy. He a bad boy.
There it is.
He a bad boy. That was fun.
That was a phenomenal way to end this show, man. What a way to do it. All right, guys, we're going to get up out of here, man. We live all the time, kicking it with the fam, bro. I'm Mike, that's Wayne, and this is the BAM Show. We'll see y'all soon. Peace.